Okay, welcome back to Please Kill Me here on 88.1 FM CKLN in Toronto. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we're going to be talking to Katie Sierra, and she's actually on the phone now. We've been talking a lot about her the last month or so. She's the girl from West Virginia. Is it Charleston?
Yeah, Charleston.
She got suspended from school for wearing a T-shirt that her principal essentially considered disruptive to the learning process in your school somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think the opposite of him, that's wrong, so...
But we should probably start at the beginning for people who aren't aware of the story already, who might be just hearing about it now for the first time. How did it start? You wear T-shirts that you make?
Yeah, I've worn that T-shirt before. Some guy from my class read it and was like, if you don't like it here, you can, you know, leave. But he said it a different way.
And is this the one with the quote that we've heard so many times?
Right.
The dead and dying Afghani children one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... he went to the office because for, like, cursing at me in class. And then the next period, I was called out of class. And I wasn't even, like, I mean, they're supposed to warn you and say, oh, you need to take your shirt off. But it was like, okay, you're suspended, you know. No warning, no nothing. So the principal told me to sit down. I've never met him before. I met him the day before, was the first time I ever met him. And he was like, oh, you're suspended for wearing political views on your shirt. And what's the difference between someone wearing a flag or someone wearing Catch Bin Laden Dead or Alive, or, you know, there's no difference.
They'd all be political statements to me.
That's what I told him, and he's like, well, that offends people, and they have families that are fighting for your life, and, you know, and then I started crying, because I've never been suspended before, and I was screaming and stuff, but, yeah.
Well, that can't feel very good to be told by a person in a position of authority that you've done something horrible or wrong, at least to the point where you need to be suspended. So you have flyers with you as well?
Yeah, I had those in my purse, which...
So you weren't distributing them?
Uh-uh. He counted them, because I hadn't passed any of them out. And just because I had them in my possession, which was, I guess that's going against the rules too, I didn't know that until I got suspended.
Concealed propaganda?
Yeah. He's... ugh. I don't know. It wasn't even like I passed it out. No one had even seen the flyers. He asked me if I had anything. You know, he like was like, well, what's in your purse? Blah, blah, blah. And you know,
I
gave them to him. I'm not going to. I don't want to get in trouble, you know. I'm not a troublemaker.
What did the flyers say?
I was talking about the Anarchist Club and, you know, what things we would do, like book discussion groups and start a Food Not Bombs group. And
was this part of the reason for your suspension as well?
I don't really know. Like, we were going to start the club outside of school, and I had went to the principal the day before I was suspended, and I asked him, you know, I was like, well, I want to start this, and blah, 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 because I thought I should go to the right person, you know. And he was like, no, we're not going to have this at the school. And I was like, okay. So, you know, I was going to have it outside of school. And then I think that was just a reason. I think the shirt was just a reason for him to suspend me, because he already had something against me. Because we didn't agree on certain things, I think. But, I mean, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. And I still, if I could do it all over again, of course I would do it. I still feel like I did nothing wrong, and I still feel the same way.
Since that time, a couple of things have happened. I guess the first thing is that you went to the Supreme Court. What was the goal of going to the Supreme Court?
Like violation of First Amendment rights.
Okay, so it was, you were saying that the school was violating your free speech by
suspending
you, right?
Sure, whatever. But they turned it down, like, I think 3-2. But, that's okay. I mean, I don't feel like I've lost, you know? And I'm still going to keep going until I can go any further, I guess. And I still won't feel like I've lost, even if I do lose, you know? It's just how it works, I guess.
Since that time, you've been also taken out of school.
Right. My mom took me out of school.
Because of some threats that had been made or some violence that had been perpetrated on you?
Some kids, like, cut my picture out of the newspaper and put, like, bullet holes in my head and taped them to the doors of the school. And then, like,
nice.
Two or three boys, like, I don't know, I guess they thought it was funny to hit me. They're, like, twice my size. Which isn't really funny, but Yeah, my mom kind of got scared. Yeah, they were like seniors, like 6'2", 190 pounds, you know.
Football player types or something?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right.
They thought it was funny to ram me into, like, against the lockers and, you know, push me hard and stuff
and
like that.
This was after your suspension, after you'd come back to school?
Right.
Right.
Right. This is after, even after my suspension, no one really knew that I was suspended. It wasn't until the first article in the newspaper, because my principal said that I wanted America to burn and Afghanistan to win in the newspaper. I mean, now he says that he didn't mean it that way, but I never said that. It just came out the wrong way. He probably says away all his letters. I would be surprised. He's not nice. So.
No,
and he lies. So there. You know, I don't know. I mean, at least he admits that he lied, but he won't admit to the school, so.
Right. And were these people who were threatening you and physically violating you, were they disciplined in any way?
Actually, no, because this is my first year at the school.
Right.
I don't know everyone's name except for the quote-unquote freaks or punks, you know?
Right.
Right.
There's cameras everywhere. This is what I don't understand. There's cameras everywhere, and I'll go straight to the office. Like, if anything happens or anything's said to me, and I'd be like, you know, I was in this hallway at this time, and there's a camera right there, you know. And they're like, oh, the tape must have been rewinding. And I'm like, what?
How many times did they use that excuse?
Twice, and then they said they couldn't see the faces because it was too...
Oh, jeez.
But what's the point of the camera if you can't see their faces, you know?
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Has the school taken a position on these assaults against you?
Actually, my mom called the police because they wouldn't talk to her. And the police came to the school, and they wouldn't take a statement from my mom or I, either one of us, but they stayed in the, like, principal's office for 2 hours. We sat outside in the car. They wouldn't speak to either one of us. And then she called, like, I guess the sheriff or something. And when we got home, and they said that he was in a meeting, and they had never returned our calls. And my mom, when we went to court, like, we had an emergency meeting, like, the first time I got to it, and he said the judge said he couldn't, like, ensure my safety, you know, 100%, and that's what I get, you know, for having a different view. And then we went again last week, and, you know, because I do want to go back to school. Right, he said I should expect things like that, and I know, yeah. And then he, like, brought up the whole thing about my mom's blonde, and he's like, oh, well, if I said that I wanted to kill all blondes, your mom probably won't want to come around me. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with me. You know, he's like trying to compare that to my situation.
Do the teachers understand your point of view about the war? I guess it's fair to establish that you're not completely in favor of what's going on right now.
Right. Actually, I got into, like, my last day of school, this teacher, I was out of the classroom, and she had been talking about me, like, saying that my ideas were ridiculous and I just wanted attention. And I came back in class, and someone told me, and I'm like, if you're going to talk about me, you need to say it while I'm in here so I can, you know, take up for myself. And then a whole argument started, and the principal came, and he made me leave the room while he spoke to the classroom, you know, and that upset me, and, you know,
wow.
I kind of flipped off on everyone in the room. But,
But that teaches you a lot about what the schools are actually there for, right? Because if you're not a drone and you don't fit into the neat little packages that they're trying to create for reasons that we can talk about till long into the night, then you're just ostracized and forced into a situation where you have to...
Yeah, I mean, like, the homeschool thing is so different.
How's that going? And is it, like, a lot of work?
No, I haven't signed on in the past, like, 7 days, and they called my house, and they're like, oh, are you sick or something? I just don't like to do it. It's really boring. There's no sound, no color.
Is it time-consuming?
No, it's multiple choice, and you can, like, guess on it and get the answers right.
Okay.
I'm almost done with, like, a whole quarter, and I just had it for a week and a half.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're well ahead of schedule probably anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm moving, though. So I'm going to go to a boarding school.
Okay.
And it's going to be cool. It's a Quaker school, but I went to visit, and they're really nice, and they said I could, you know, be myself or whatever. And
were they aware of your situation and your political views and all that kind of stuff? Or?
Kind of where this guy who goes there, he's like really cute, but he read about me online and brought it up in one of their meetings, I guess. And then it was weird because I was going to go visit anyways, and they already knew. But
have you had a lot of emails?
I have like 430 right now. Yeah, and I'm happy I found your guys because it was by luck. I just was like, I go through and click like every one, like one of every five because it's hard. Like right now,
there's
I click
so
on every one of them.
Right.
And it just kind of popped up. I was like, oh. But I respond to every one of them that I can because I don't like sending the same email out to everyone. I think that's rude.
So where are you getting emails from?
Japan, Germany, Belgium, England, Canada, Alaska, New York, pretty much everywhere. Ireland, I don't know, everywhere.
Do you get a lot from in the United States?
I get quite a few. It's just not in this area. You know, maybe 10 in this area, tops. And I've only received 2 bad emails so far. That's good. Yeah, one girl goes to a school here, local, like in a local school here, and she said some mean things to me, but that's okay, because her brother wrote a good article about me in the newspaper, so whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like she wrote an article in the newspaper saying that I was ridiculous and that I make every teen in West Virginia look really bad, and then her brother's like, well, I believe in whatever, you know, about my situation. It was kind of funny, but she's not nice.
I was wondering how you met your lawyer. Is it Roger Foreman? Is that his
right.
name?
Mm-hmm. My friend Kevin, who lives in New Jersey, like, we met online, but, like, he's my advisor. I went to him, like, right after I got suspended, and he told me that I should contact the ACLU and, like, a local Green Party or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. But, like, the ACLU was, oh, send in a letter and we'll get back to you in a few weeks. So then I just looked up the Green Party thing and some guy popped up, like one match on the whole web. And I emailed him and he said he'd help me. And he sent out this email to, like, a whole bunch of attorneys. And then Roger replied. It was weird. Within 2 days, so...
Are you suing the school now, or is that just the other thing?
Yeah, I'm suing... Okay, wait. I'm suing the school, which we're going to court June 25th. And I'm also suing Mr. Mann for, like, public humiliation because of the false statements. And the, like, 2 board members because they were cursing at me at the board meeting. And told me that I was, like, a terrorist and things like that. And, you know, okay.
Which we should make clear, you don't support terrorism.
No.
Right?
I will never speak at a board meeting again. Ever. In front of 100 parents and the board by myself. Ever. I won't ever do it again.
That was your local school board?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was the county, yeah.
And then people were standing up and just yelling comments at you about
yeah,
being
like,
a terrorist? Yeah,
like, start a car wash if you're bored. Because it was, I went up there and I talked about the club. Because... You know, this is after I was suspended. I went there and I talked about the club and, you know, what kind of things we'd be doing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this guy was like, what the hell is wrong with a kid like that? Like, the board member. And then everyone, like, started screaming about if you can wear the, so I don't know how the shirt got up in the meeting, but some guy was like, if you can wear that, we can wear our KKK shirts and our Confederate flag shirts. And I'm like, oh, and these parents are, like, screaming, that I'm a terrorist and that I need to go back where I came from because I guess their, you know, kids told them that I'm not, you know, from America, I guess, you know.
I wonder how supportive your mom's being. You mentioned she took you out of school for your own protection, but has she been supportive of your position in general?
Actually, like, a week before, like, my mom's, we don't really talk about certain things because it just brings up arguments. She's all for, you know, I guess, the bombing of Afghanistan. But when I was suspended, she was really upset with me because she's all the time, you know, why can't you be normal? Why can't you dress like everyone else? Why can't you be like everyone else, you know? And when we got home, I told her, I was like, you don't have to agree with me, but they can't do things like that. That's really, I don't think that's fair at all, and it really shouldn't happen. And, you know, she's like, well, you know, whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. So when I got an attorney, she said she would support me. it was a surprise. I think she's being a lot more open-minded now, because I would never ever picture her supporting me like this, and I think it's really cool. I don't know.
So where do you learn about politics? Because they don't teach about anarchism in schools, right?
No. Well, actually, my history teacher, she's all the time talking about how they're all terrorists, but, you know, a lot of people in that class that were my friends who aren't now because they believe her, I don't know. Because the kids at the school, I mean, I have, like, you know, I guess quite a few friends, and now they don't like me at all because, you know, they see something in the newspaper and they automatically think it's true. Or their teacher says something and they automatically think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're that interested and they have that such a strong opinion on it, they need to go out there and read about it and do some research, you know, go to the courthouse and read what my case said, you know. Don't go from one, you know, article or anything. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean...